You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Live 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. This top-ranked business radio broadcast features the obstacles and challenges that business owners endure on the road to success. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. TBFS Radio Network. Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show, and we're going to have some conversation about the Uniform Commercial Code, and specifically we're talking about here commercial contracts. And so let's give our listenership an idea where this applies and really what some of the elements are of a commercial contract and how this is different than perhaps contracts as usual.
Sure. Well, Kevin, you know, part of the reason, it's the Uniform Commercial Code Article 2, which is a uniform law that most of the 50 states have adopted in some way, shape, or form. There's all sorts of articles to it. That's beyond the scope of today. But Article 2 specifically relates to the sale of goods. And it says commercial code. So we're talking about commercial contracts, contracts between merchants. We're not talking about consumer contracts here.
Sure.
And we're specifically talking about sales of goods. And goods means all things which are movable. Is defined, and there's a longer including but not limited to definition in the statute. But the idea behind it is, we talked about the importance of having a contract and getting it in writing. When you're dealing with everyday commercial transactions, that's not always possible to do in every instance. When you're talking about goods have to flow and things are time sensitive. You want to, keep things moving. So what the commercial code, Uniform Commercial Code Article 2 does is it supplies a whole bunch of default rules to those specific types of transactions that kind of fill in the blanks. And it's kind of a neat statute that way. They do have a statute of frauds as part of it. It specifies what types of contracts have to be in writing. There are exceptions to that. But what happens is if we talk about essential terms to a contract, you want to have for goods, it's, quantity, price, all those kinds of things. But what happens if they don't if the parties don't specify, when does risk of loss pass? Okay. UCC Article 2 covers that. Okay, so that's an example of a term that may not have been contemplated when they were going back and forth. And in the UCC Article 2 says that a contract can be made in any reasonable medium. Offer and acceptance can be had in any reasonable medium.
Wow.
Meaning, so if someone emails somebody and says, "I'll take 200 widgets at 5 cents a piece," okay, and party says, "Great. We'll get that going for you." Contract.
It's done.
Have to spend. You don't have to. I'll have my attorney draft up a. it's not reasonable to have some of these deals that maybe only $1,000, $2,000, whatever. Have an attorney spend $3,000 drafting a contract for them.
Sure.
So that's kind of the idea behind the Uniform Commercial Code Article 2. And it only applies to sales of goods. Now, some interesting stuff, especially in the world of, say, computer software. Okay, and I've seen this happen where someone say we're a business that has a point of sale system, and a lot of merchants will try to get around the UCC because the UCC does is there's warranties. It's called fitness for a particular purpose or implied warranty of merchantability. The law implies certain warranties that the goods will work and will work for the purpose that the user intends them to use them for. Okay. And of course, these are very powerful tools in the hands of someone who bought goods and they aren't working, right? These are pretty powerful warranties.
Sure.
And the law says, Article 2 says, that these warranties have to be specifically disclaimed in writing in
so
a contract.
So they have to say sold as is.
Or there is no implied warrant. There is no warranty of merchantability or fitness for a particular purpose. They actually
mm-hmm.
have to say that in a contract
mm-hmm.
to get out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So rather than, every business person wants to save a couple bucks. And
right.
the easiest way to save a couple bucks is not call your lawyer. And so rather than put together a contract that waves out of these rules
mm-hmm.
and thereby makes the other party say, whoa, 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 what do these mean? What does this mean? And then
mm-hmm.
you have an argument. Some merchants will claim that, say we're selling you a point of sale terminal. Well, we're really not, though.
Mm-hmm.
We're selling you a service contract. And, it comes along, as part of it, we give you
mm-hmm.
the terminal. And, we're doing merchant services. We're just giving you the credit card terminal.
Mm-hmm.
So people try to be cute about it
mm-hmm.
in terms of trying to claim that they aren't really selling goods. They're giving you the goods. They're selling you services because,
mm-hmm.
again, service contracts don't fall under Article 2. It's only sales of goods.
Mm-hmm.
So, everybody out there has to be smarter than everybody else and has to, try to find up with cute ways to get around things. But that's one thing you see a lot in practice out in business is folks know what this statute is and what its implications are, so they find ways to wiggle around the edges
mm-hmm.
of it to get around it.
Mm-hmm. So really when you're talking about the sale of goods and you said all things which are movable, you have to be able to put your hands on it in some way, shape, or form.
That's right. That's right. Lumber,
mm-hmm.
building materials.
So in the areas of technology, as we talk about that were computers, where you'd have a software package, a software package could technically put your hands on it,
mm-hmm.
but it might also just be just a click of a button on a screen and you have it, which isn't necessarily something you could put your hands on. I'm curious if there's any distinction there.
Yeah, the code does define software as it is a good, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have the chapter and verse, but yes, there is anybody that's interested, certainly take a look at it. But yeah, there is a specific there's specific rules related to computer software. If you've got the bundle of disks or whatever,
mm-hmm.
that's going to be considered goods. That's
mm-hmm.
that's like I said. That's what this distinction is. Is someone is providing a service and loads software onto a machine
mm-hmm.
and wants to call it a service contract as opposed to sale of goods.
Mm-hmm. But it still does fall under UCC
yeah,
Article 2.
Yeah, yeah. It's a long statute. If there's anybody that's out there that has issues, get in touch with your attorney and have them parse the statute to
mm-hmm.
to determine whether or not you're dealing with the sale of goods, whether Article 2 applies and what the remedies are.
Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show. We've been chatting about the UCC Article 2 and how it applies to commercial contracts. Don't guess on this one. If you have questions or concerns, get in touch with your attorney right away. Kevin Hunter and Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show. Thanks for listening.
I wish I had a steady job as an employee. As a business owner, I've heard myself saying that before. We opened our business and we were on our way to living the American dream. Soon afterwards, I found myself working 75 hours a week and losing tons of money. What kind of mom was I to our three young children? Fortunately, I found Action Coach Metro-North. We were able to reduce my hours in half and increase our revenue by 252% after working with my coach. If a mom like me can do it with the help of an Action Coach, why can't you?
Reclaim your life and business and go to freeactionplan.com. Let Action Coach's proven system put you on a path to achieve your goals. Kick the habit of business as usual. Go to freeactionplan.com today and schedule a free action plan session. That's freeactionplan.com. Get into action today. Let Action Coach Business Coaching help you. freeactionplan.com.
You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Life 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.